Hello, everyone. This is episode 3 of the Cross Trails podcast with Christian. This week's going to be very UTMB heavy. Not that last one was UTMB heavy as well, but I'm currently out in Chamonix. I'm on my last full day over here. I raced the UTMB OCC. So for people who don't know about UTMB, it's a huge, huge, huge race in France. There's the 50K, the 100K, and 100 miler. I done the 50K, which starts in Switzerland and finishes in Chamonix, France. 100K starts in Italy, Comea, and goes through Switzerland and then finishes in Chamonix also. And then you got the UTMB 100 miler, which is basically a big fucking loop of Mont Blanc, which also goes through all three countries. It's not easy to get in. So UTMB own a bunch of other races. To get into these races, you also need to complete one of these races basically to get stones. And then once you get these stones, you can then put yourself in to go to the UTMB races, but it is a lottery, so you might not even get in. Also apologies, I am very, very ill on my on my last day, so I will be pausing quite a lot. So yeah, it's a big deal to get in. Really, really big deal, to be honest. And I'm still not over it. I will probably spam my Instagram and just general conversations with it for a long time. And so I came here last year to do the ETC, which is one in Comea, Italy. I think it's about 20 kilometers. Anyone can do it. That's one of the races anyone can do. They do have other races such as PTL, which I believe is about 300 kilometers. You have to do that as a team, and the equipment you have to have is very specialized. You have to have like helmets and whatnot, and then TDS, which is basically near enough 100 miles. I think it's like 96 miles. I might be wrong. My friend Ricky Wynn, he ran that this year, smashed it, as expected. So it's quite a big deal to be over here. So basically I came over last Tuesday. It's now Monday. I will have been over here for 7 days. And so I had basically one day just to sort of get myself ready, collect my bib, drop off my drop bag. Oh no, I dropped my drop bag off race day. Sorry, I'm lying. And buy a hoodie because sometimes they sell out, and I really wanted a hoodie, even though like 65 euros for a hoodie, which is mad, but it, like I said, it's a big deal, so it needs to happen. And then next day was race day. I was really, really chuffed because another friend of mine, June, was also racing it. I didn't think I'd see her, but we saw each other at start. So we're at like we're in the same sort of a paddock where they keep runners. So we got to see her before we sort of started at the same time. And during the race as well, we just sort of kept on overtaking each other. She would overtake me on the uphills. I'd overtake her on the downhills. And it was just nice as well just to converse with someone. Like we didn't talk while we were running, so we didn't really see each other. And when we did, it was very sort of briefly, like very, very briefly. Like, I'll see you soon. At the checkpoints, it was just nice to just sort of tell someone how you're feeling and hear how they're feeling, So that was really, really nice. During the race, I was quite ill at one point. It was like literally on the last incline. I don't know what it was. I'm not sure if it was. It was really hot. I don't know what the exact temperature was, but I chundered a few times. It was actually quite funny. As a guy, his name's Joe. We met at UTS 50 this year, and it was the same sort of time we saw each other. It was on the last incline, and we'd done Mol Elu together, and then he saw me on the last incline, but I was on another planet. And And he was like, "Hey mate, you okay?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, you're right, mate." And he was like, "How you doing?" And I just went, "Not well." Just fucking jumped. I was like, "Sorry, I'm gonna be sick again." And then I was sick again. And then later on, I was filming something for an Instagram reel and then caught myself chundering on camera, which was lovely. But the whole race in general was really cool. There was one incline which was just really brutal. I forgot what it was called, Colm or something. It was basically the one just before we cross over from Switzerland to France. So I should have written notes really, but this is what you're gonna get. And it just went on forever and ever and ever. And yeah, and and because it was the heat as well, it just wiped me. And I found myself taking lots of just like sitting breaks, like after every other, like don't know, every other switch back. Yeah, it absolutely bollocks me. And then yeah, on the downhills, I tended to sort of come into my own. I'm better on the uphills than I am on the down. I'm shit on downhills. A lot of people testify to that. I'm usually, yeah. But yeah, that race, it just wasn't having it. My legs just didn't want to go up, but they did like want to go down. I think they just wanted to finish, to be honest. So yeah, so and then I came into the finish. Well, not the finish. I came just outside of Chamonix, and I was greeted by a familiar voice of Stuart, who I literally met the day before very briefly. I don't know how he remembered me. So my friend Philippa is also was out here. She's does PR for Hoka, and so she was out here with a bunch of journalists and whatnot. And he was one of them. He was a journalist out here, and yeah, literally met him. I was just going to a shop, and she was out having lunch with him and some other people, and she, shook hands, and then that was it. Didn't think much more of it. And then, yeah, I was just on the outskirts of Chamonix, and I just said, "Christian," and I was like, "Yeah," I didn't clock on. And then, he was following me into town, filming me, which was like, oh, fucking hell. Like, even now, I'm just getting emotional about it, because when you run through Chamonix after the UTMB, the support is just unreal. Yeah, it can't be replicated. So I was really happy it was documented, because it was just one of those things I'd never want to forget. Hang on. Sorry, I just had to pause and I got a bit emotional because fucking hell's happening again. yeah, it's just something you just, yeah, to pass under that arch is just like one of the best feelings. And then yeah, I got to the finish line, and my friend Marie was there, videoing and taking pictures, which was really, really nice. It was just nice to have someone at the finish line, because I came out here alone, and I was a bit worried that it would be sort of deflating at the end, and then Philippa was there at the finish, and bless her, she was a bit emotional seeing me come in, and then yeah, and just every, and like her and my friend Carly as well. She was out there. She was on the course. Bless Carly. So she, I saw her, like on the street, and then I saw her at the end. But what I didn't notice is until I saw her Instagram story afterwards, she was like literally running to different spots to catch me as I was coming through, like different parts of Chamonix. And like that was just so fucking cool. So yeah, and then bless Philippa and Maria, they like got me sat down, got me a beer. Well, they were like, "Oh, what do you need?" I was like, "I'm gonna get a beer." And then got my finishers gilet, which is, yeah, that's something I'm gonna treasure for forever. Fuck, I'm getting emotional again. So fucking hell, sorry, I'm gonna have to pause again. There we go. And I'm gonna get emotional talking about this as well. So it's like just on Instagram, like because you can watch it live. I was just getting loads of people's stories of, people who are watching live and recording it, the live feed and putting on their stories. And yeah. Yeah, it was really fucking cool. Sorry, I don't know what's coming over me. It's yeah, let's go over that. So I'll stop crying to you on the podcast. So yeah, so then right, we'll get over that. So I've done the race, yeah, all good. And then straight after the race, my friend Philippa, like I said, she's PR for Hoka. They had like a Hoka party at the one of the stations for the gondolas. I slipped in there last year. I met an influencer called Flora last year, who got me in, making that pretending that I was part of a media team, because it is very strict invitation only. But luckily, because Philip is such a fucking great person, she just got me in, no questions asked. I didn't think I'd last long, but actually, I was there for a few drinks. And then yeah, met some really really cool people. Finally, actually got to say thank you and talk properly to Stuart, who filmed me, learn more about him, which was really really cool. Met Joshua Patterson, who's recently like got public infamy for some insane marathon challenges he does. He's quite well known for being on Made in Chelsea. I didn't know that at the time. I just thought it's just cool little. That's the cool little. He's fucking massive. is just a cool guy who's just here for the event. And yeah, like I said, I didn't really know about Made in Chelsea's afterwards. It's not something I've ever watched. But yeah, no, really really cool guy. Very very friendly. Met up with him a couple of times afterwards. Really nice guy. I'd love to hang out with him again. And then yeah, ended up having a chinwag with a commissioner of the BBC, which was weird. So I beat the commissioner of the BBC by like 2 minutes. So like we were just talking, and like literally I was just giving him banter about it and everything. Just giving him a bit of shit and having banter and all this sort of stuff. And then that's when Joshua said to me, he was like, you do know you've just been like just chatting with the commissioner of the BBC. I was like, what? Who knows? So yeah, that was a bit mad. So sorry, this is a bit of a name dropping session at the minute, but it was just I've met some really cool people. And then who else did I meet there? Very 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 briefly met the founder of Hoka as well. It was literally just hi, shake hands, bye. But that was still cool. And then yeah, there was just a bunch of very cool fashionable people that I just yeah felt like I stuck out like a sore thumb. But I had just I still had salt on my t-shirt and stuff. So yeah, and then CCC was the next day. So I don't think I knew many people doing the CCC. My friend Peter O'Kane, he was doing it. And I really, really wanted to see him at the finish, but he finished too quickly. And it was like 4 o'clock in the morning, and our accommodation's currently like 8 kilometers away from town. There's no like trains or anything, and you don't want to walk on that road down into town. It's just a bit, it's just a bit dodgy. So yeah, missed him. Unfortunately, he literally finished, saw a few people cross the line for UTMB, and then went off to work Dragon's Back race. So absolute machine. But he done very, very well. And then yeah, and then me and Philippa basically just hung out the rest of the time, having lots of drinks, lots of food, watching the UTMB winners come through. That was insane. The guy who won, it's quite funny. So sorry. So a lot of people were sort of making jokes that he only has like 206 followers on Instagram, no posts, and has his account on private. And I was just kind of like, why does that matter? Like, yeah, he's won. Like, you can't take anything away from him. It's he's a better runner than all of us. And then, yeah, I just thought it was just weird how everyone was like, I can't believe someone with not a following has won. And it's like, it's just the world we live in, I suppose. But there were a few situations as well where I was socializing with people, and it did kind of feel like, because I don't speak a certain way or have a certain following on Instagram. Like, don't get me wrong, 5,000 followers isn't bad, but like, I was socializing people with like over 100,000 followers and whatnot, and there were some times where I just felt like they would talk to me, but if there was someone with a bigger Instagram following, they'd want to go speak to them instead, which I mean, maybe wasn't the case. I think my social anxiety is out of control recently. I don't know why. So yeah, maybe it was just that. And yeah, like I say, it was just certain times that it happens. Like I say, I've been socializing with a lot of cool people while I've been here. So yeah, and then for UTMB, so yeah, saw him finish, and then saw. Oh no, did I? I think we missed the female winner, because we were drinking, but we did see second place, third place come in, which was cool. Yeah, I think I was with Marie and Kev then. So yeah, I saw Kev as well while I've been there. So if you don't. So I just say these names like and expect you to know who they are. So Kev's another friend of mine. He is the route director for Ultra Trail Snowdonia, and he usually gets freelanced for other races as well. He's also a firefighter, which is pretty fucking cool. And he's going to be my what do we call it? My crew for my 100 miler in winter. So yeah, so because he's quite local to the area, and yeah. So it's just ideal. I have had some other people. I sort of hadn't made my mind up until this week, to be honest, of who I'm having, because I had a few volunteers. But it just sort of makes sense to have Kev, because, like I said, he is local. And yeah, that's it. I think he knows what he's doing as well. So yeah. So and then after that, oh. Me and Philippa went up Aiguille du Midi, really fucking cool mountain. Literally felt ill going up it for 3,800 meters, 3,842 meters actually. I'm just looking at some stats for it. Yeah, felt ill going up it. Fucking hell. And but it was cool being up there. The fucking scenes are unreal. Couldn't get over it. Even now, like just looking out of my any you if you're around this area, you look anywhere round, and there's just scenes everywhere. There's just because you're in a valley basically of mountains, and just the scenery is unreal. Like you can be in anywhere in Chamonix, or I'm currently in Argentière. Just look up, and you'll be amazed at what you can see. So yeah. So yesterday was like my last day with people. So I was me and Philippa knocked about, and we had some lunch. Saw our friend Stuart as well, and then I hung out with oh, so my friend Lewis Roblin. He was also doing UTMB. Saw him finish, which was cool because I did think I was gonna miss him. Yeah, saw him come through, which was cool. And then once Philippa left, I then met up with Florence, who's one of the like a mutual friend of my friend Heidi, who was meant to be staying with us. So yeah, I went with her to see Lewis at his chalet. Wished him well and whatnot. Saw my friend Cookie as well. And yeah, and then I left early. Just felt kind of awkward being there, to be honest. A lot of yeah, just a lot of people different to who I am, to be honest. I just felt uncomfortable being there. But I mean they're all nice. It's just, you know, I'm from a very different world, and sometimes I just feel like, yeah, I just feel like sometimes with certain people, like when I used to sell, I used to be around people who were very different to myself, obviously. But that's in a different situation. Usually I was in control of the situation, whereas if I'm in a situation I'm not in control of, I get a bit weird. It's also like Boxing Day. So I'm going off topic now. Like Boxing Day, it used to be like family tradition, on my maternal side, that my nan and granddad would have everyone over for Boxing Day. And Unfortunately, one of their daughters is a junkie and she had five kids and then had the kids taken away. And then my grandparents ended up raising these kids until they were old enough to bugger off. So now they're just like, fuck it, we're old. We don't give a fuck anymore. Like, someone else do it. So I've taken it. I've taken it on as being host for Boxing Day. And yeah, and I like it because I'm in control of everything. And then there was sort of my mum's moved house. And her house is very suitable because a disabled person used to live there. So there was like extra wide doors and everything. It's just suitable for my nan and grand, like, say, getting on that, you know, they can't go upstairs and whatnot. So the thought of doing box day around my mum's instead of mine is like, oh, fuck. Like, you know, this has made me feel weird. So yeah, no, it's just that situation. So yeah, it's nothing against them at all. It's just me being a weirdo. But yeah, so I had Hannah and Florence staying with me. They're very nice. Barely saw them because we just got different friend groups. You know, they're here to see their friends. I'm here to see my friends. So yeah, didn't really see them much, to be honest, other than the last night. So yeah. Also, I just felt bad because I was starting after my race. I was like starting to feel a bit ill, and I didn't want them to get it. But whereas I think Philippa was also ill with the same thing I've got, so didn't feel so bad. So yeah, what else is to talk about this week? Ran on the famous Chamonix racetrack, running track today. That was cool. That's it, really. Now it's Dragon's Back race. I've got a lot of friends doing that. You know, I think I counted five women, six men. Was it seven men? Emma runs. Sorry, Emma. My friend, I can't get my words out. My friend Emma, she's doing Dragon's Back. She's gonna smash it. Really, really, really strong runner. She's strong at everything she does. She's just really fucking impressive human being. And then I got a few lad mates doing it as well. Ben Hobbs being one. Who else? I have to get there. I don't know. There's a lot of them. That's why I can't remember most of them, to be honest. But yeah, Emma's my main girl. I'm in a group chat just for not watching her. So yeah, so shout out to Emma. Smash Dragon's Back. That's one race I have no intention of doing at the moment. You know, things might change, but I volunteered it, which is how I know Emma. And yeah, it was just seeing the conditions people were coming back in. It was just like, do I really want to put myself through that? And yeah, maybe one day I will, but at the moment, not really. Yeah, not really. So yeah. So yeah, that's basically it, I think, for today. I don't want to waffle on too much. Basically, got on what's happened. And I keep sniffing and coughing and whatever and crying. Oh, is it still recording? Yeah, it is. Cool. So I just don't want to waffle on. I'm just looking out the window at Mont Blanc. It's fucking stunning. So nice. And yeah, I need to get this out today because it's Monday. I wanted to do it yesterday, but like I said, I was out with Florence, Hannah, and Lewis's lot, so didn't really get much chance to do it. And I fly out tomorrow, fly back home tomorrow. Very excited. I think I would have liked to fly back today, to be honest, because all I've done today is literally gone to the track, and just had some food in town and bought some stuff at the supermarket for tonight. And yeah, and then I've got to wait around about an hour and 40 minutes tomorrow for my transfer. So maybe I would have liked to have gone yesterday, unless I was with people. I think Heidi would have originally been here with me till tomorrow, So it would have been different, you know, we're together. Originally today I was meant to do the vertical kilometer in Chamonix, but a bug has taken a big old bite out of my ankle, and it just keeps, it's like grown twice the size. So actually it's taken two bites and they're just both like oozing pus. It's fucking disgusting. it's just really uncomfortable to like bend it. So there's going to be lots of bending, like, you know, because it's on the front. I don't know what you call that, like the front of your ankle. Like, so if I'm standing straight, that's sort of, yeah. It's that little joint between your foot and your shin. So yeah, I don't know what that's called, but anyway, it's there. And it's actually got bigger. It's disgusting. And it's so itchy still. It happened yesterday. But anyway, so yeah, I just didn't want to do that. I was meant to do that. Today of a lady who ran CCC called Fatima. I think her sister wanted to do it today, but I said I'm really ill. I don't want to be spreading my illness to you. So because if her sister gets it from me, she's going to get it because her immune system's going to be shot to bits after doing 100K. So yeah, I don't want to be responsible for that. But yeah, next time, because I'm going to come out next year. I won't be running it. I won't be running next year. I've decided. I've got two stones. Yeah, I think I've got two stones from UTS 50 this year. So I could technically go into the lottery for maybe CCC or UTMB. A part of me does think, do I just go straight for UTMB? Because a part of me will be like, I do CCC, it's basically 50K, and then what I've done this week, like an extra, you know, and then I've got to do it and again with more distance. And I'm just like, I don't know if I like knowing the route or just going in blind. I don't know, because there is that part of, oh shit, I know what's next, or, oh good, I know the next bit's gonna be shit. sorry. So yeah, I don't know yet. But I probably won't be next year. I think next year I'd just like to come out and just enjoy myself, come out for a couple of days, do some stuff outside of Chamonix maybe. Maybe like go on like the support areas. Like there's a really famous part called Notre Dame, a lot different to the cathedral. It's like a massive fucking hill where people just go absolutely mad. Like imagine how, if you watch the Tour de France before, you know how like close the people get to the cyclist. It's like that. Literally the runners have no room. I would hate it. But it just looks like a really cool atmosphere. So I don't know. We'll see. I will be back. I just don't know in what capacity. Helicopter. Where's that going? I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, I'm going to get off now because I was a bit longer than what I... Well, I said I was going to come off this a while ago, didn't I? I'm still waffling on. So, yeah. Oh, one thing actually I was going to say. Sorry. I've always worn for ultra runs the Innovate Rock lights, and they're great. I'm gonna buy another pair, but I thought I'd wear the Innovate Rock Light Ultras for this race. I have worn them before, but not for as long distance. And shit in hell, like same size as my normal rock lights, you know, still, you know, 9.5. But yeah, the toe box is too narrow. So if you like the Innovate Rock Lights, but were thinking of going for the Rock Light Ultras, just be wary that the toe box is more narrow. The cushioning is beautiful. Like, I was so comfortable on that. In that sense, it was really, really comfortable cushioning wise. Yeah, it was literally just the toe box was just too narrow for me. I've not got wide feet at all. But yeah, I just felt like, yeah, both of my little toes were rubbed raw. I was bleeding through the shoes.
So yeah, just a thingy for that. And yeah, that's definitely going to be it now, because I am waffling on, and we're over half an hour. There was me when I started episode one saying, oh yeah, we're only going to do 15 minute episodes, literally double the time. So yeah, next week probably won't be as UTMB heavy. I'm going to be starting my training plan for my Winter Downs 100 in December. So and also, I just don't want to bore people who aren't into running as well. It's called Cross Trails, because I will talk about running, but I want to talk about other stuff as well, crossing genres, and whatnot. So yeah, cool, right, bye.